We're going to get a little crazy today. Right? That's when we start having some fun. All righty. So last time we were talking about fear. And, you know, as Pamela said, fear and anger are a little bit related. One thing kind of can lead to the next. But really the difference is fear says something bad might happen. And anger says something bad is happening and it shouldn't be. It's wanting things to be different than they are. And when we think or we say, are you mad? That could mean that mad could mean the two things like we were talking about. You know, it could be, are you angry? Or it could be, have you completely lost your mind? And sometimes the answer might be both, right? That anger can make us a little crazy. So when that happens, we lose our perspective, we misread intentions, we exaggerate threats, and we say things that our wiser self would never say. We can get ourselves into trouble. And so our topic today is Mad as a Hatter, of course taken from Alice in Wonderland. One of my favorite stories, just like Wizard of Oz, because there's so many deep spiritual messages woven throughout the whole story. But the Mad Hatter, they called him the Mad Hatter because he was a hat maker. And back in the day, hat makers, somehow through the process of making hats, they were exposed to mercury. And this mercury exposure made them actually crazy. They would get tremors, irritability, emotional instability, and confusion. So it was actually not that the Mad Hatter was so eccentric. It was that he was actually being poisoned by the mercury in the work that he did. And anger, in a way, is a poison, right? It's anger, greed, and lust, they say, are the three gates of hell. And any one of those in small doses is okay. It's a human condition. But when you get too much of it, it can be a poison. It can ruin our lives. It can literally kill us. You know, when you get angry, if you get too much, your face gets red because your blood pressure goes up and your heart starts beating faster and everything. It's not a good thing. It alters the way we see everything. It kind of takes us down the rabbit hole, which is the next part. Now, when Alice goes down the rabbit hole, that's the same thing as when Dorothy goes somewhere over the rainbow, right? It takes her to this other world. And in this other world, the same rules don't apply. So she's totally confused. What does that sound like? That's what happens when we get angry. We go into this other world, we're totally confused, and we don't understand. When we go down a rabbit hole, we tend to react. Rather than taking action, we react. And it's like this knee-jerk primal trigger that we can't help it. You know, we're literally out of our mind. So one little irritating remark might be proof that someone has never respected us. Or one disappointment can bring up every previous disappointment that's ever happened to us. We rehearse arguments that never happened. We have those ruminating thoughts. We assign motives without looking at the facts. And we become certain that our interpretation is the only interpretation there is. We are right. That happens. I mean, we laugh because it's so true. We recognize it in ourselves. So anger creates this wonderland or this unreality. We step out of our reality, away from the present moment, and we're going into this unreality. So it usually starts with just a little event, just something, a little event. But then rapidly we spiral and it turns into a story. And then we spin it, we attack it, we dramatize it. And that's how it gets out of control. So we look at ourselves and disoriented, like Alice was so disoriented in Wonderland. She kept saying, "Who am I?" And people kept asking her, "Who are you? Who are you?" And she has no answer. She doesn't know, because it's like she's having this identity crisis. At one point, she's this really big person, and then she's this really small person. Her size keeps changing, and she keeps being challenged by people about her identity. And anger creates the same identity crisis. It causes us to step outside of ourselves and to forget who we are. We say, "I am angry. I am furious. I am offended." But anything that comes after "I am" is you identifying with it. We don't want to identify with anger or offendedness or being furious. We don't want to identify with that. We forget. We fly off the handle. Vedanta says that the difference between consciousness and any of its passing states, like anger is just a passing state, is the difference between what is real and what is unreal. That's where our discernment comes in, when we need to really rein ourselves in, pause, breathe. What is the truth in this situation? Anger can be present, but anger is not the whole of who I am. So don't identify with it. Instead of "I am angry," we can try on "I feel angry. I feel anger coming up in me." And we can look at it. This pause creates enough space where we can step back and observe. It gives us the awareness, because that's what we want, is awareness. Becoming, instead of getting lost in the anger, we can be aware of the anger, and then we can do something about it. It's just, you know, a small shift, but it's like it's an action rather than a reaction, and it changes things. Awareness moves through the mind, and anger can be in one area of the mind. It's like you're in a house, and anger is in the bedroom, and you're in it. You're in the bedroom. But you can always choose to step out of the bedroom and go into the living room, or go into the family room, or go into the kitchen. And that's what awareness can do for us. It's like, okay, why am I standing in this room with the door closed? Open the door and let's step out and let's be rational. In that, you guys remember that the tea party, the Mad Hatter's tea party and everything, that was like a really fun scene. In the tea party, they are trapped in this repetition. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're in this loop. That's another thing that anger does to us. Time has stopped at 6 o'clock in this tea party. Time has stopped. So it's always tea time. And they continually move around the table. You know, there's the dormouse and the rabbit and the Mad Hatter and Alice. And it's like, ding, ding, time for tea. And they move around the table. But where do they go? They get nowhere. They're just moving around. They're just changing places. Nothing really changes in their life. This is what happens with unresolved anger. If we don't resolve that anger, this is what we're going to keep doing over and over again. It's those ruminating thoughts. It's the habits that we get into, that knee-jerk reaction that's going to come again. Anytime we feel that trigger, it's like, oh. We don't want to be like that. You know, in this, whatever made us angry, that event that made us angry, it could have lasted 5 minutes, maybe even just 1 minute. But instead, we keep serving it tea for the next 20 years. Why are we doing that? That's crazy, right? That's, we're being the Mad Hatter there. The Mad Hatter keeps saying, I have quarreled with time. He wears that big watch around his neck, right? Anger can be a quarrel with time itself, because we go through the should-haves. I should have done this. I should have done that. He should have done that. She should have said that. Blah, blah, blah. All these should have. But that's not what happened. We can't undo what happened. What happened, happened. Why are we quarreling with time trying to make the past different? We can't make the past different. We can only be in present moment awareness. We can't even create the future. The only way we can create the future is by how we behave in the present moment. So if we want the future to be different than the past, we have to behave differently in the present moment. Anger doesn't change the past. What happened, happened. And of course, you know, sometimes anger is justified because there is injustice in the world and it's okay to respond with anger. But we can't heal the past by demanding that it become a different past. That's just not going to happen. Who got elected, got elected. however it happened, this is what we're dealing with. So why are we still arguing with that? We got to work now and figure out what to do. We can act in the present moment. We can set our boundaries. We can seek our repair. But we cannot win any argument with time. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to win an argument with time. So also in Alice in Wonderland, do you remember the Queen of Hearts? Off with his head. Off with his head. That's what this is, her reaction. She represents anger's goal, anger's aim to eliminate whatever challenges it. She wants to be angry. Anger says, get rid of that person and this relationship. Cut them off. Eliminate it and it'll go away. Fire off this email. It's now. I'm doing it. Cut them off before they can hurt me. And yet, we've seen the Queen of Hearts. And does she really do any of that? Do we see any heads rolling? No, she's just like a drama queen. She's just very theatrical. She wants attention. So she gets attention. And people get afraid of her. It's kind of ironic that she's named the Queen of Hearts because she's anything but the Queen of Hearts. They don't show love for her. They show fear for her. She's not ruling with love and with her heart. She's ruling with anger. Anybody can lose their temper, but real power is being able to keep possession of yourself, your own emotions. This is emotional maturity. Now we're getting into modern psychology, emotional maturity. This is a big thing. So we got to think of it two ways, okay? When we think of ourselves as the angry person, we think of how do we manage our anger? How do we control it? How do we observe it? How are we aware of it? But here's another thing. How do we respond to anger when someone is being angry, when they're attacking us, when we see it? Well, the best way to respond is not back with anger, because what happens with that? It escalates. Boom, boom, boom. This, that, out of control. It's like fighting fire with fire. Don't do it. If we're faced with emotional immaturity, what we need to do is respond with spiritual maturity. That's the only answer. That's where we have to come from. We can come from a spiritual place. We can say, I feel that you are hurt. I feel that you are angry. I understand that things aren't the way you want them to be. You know, just affirm, and so that that person feels understood. That's the first step. Because a lot of times when you're being angry and you're yelling, they're just trying to make you understand. And of course, that's not the way to do it. But if you can de-escalate the situation by having that spiritual maturity, that's very helpful. And also, don't take it personally. They may be mad at you, but look at the way the finger's pointing. We've talked about this a million times, one out and three pointing back at you. They're mad at themselves. They're mad at themselves. This is a them problem. It's not a you problem. So, you know, don't take it personally. Spiritual maturity, and don't take it personally. We need to remember that anger is a messenger. It's not our master. Anger can contain useful information for us. It's not spiritually wrong. We just see anger as that red flag. You know, that with the bull, they put a red flag and it makes him mad and he wants to go in the bullfights. We don't have to attack the red flag. We can look at it and say, ah, what am I supposed to be seeing here? Why is this coming up in me? Has a boundary been crossed? Has something unjust happened? Has a need gone unheard? Is there grief or fear beneath this anger? What needs to change the situation? Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves. And the problem is not that, you know, anger knocks on the door, because it's going to knock on the door. The problem is that we tend to hand it the keys to the house. Anger is the messenger. It can stay outside the house and give us the message, but we don't invite it in and say, make yourself at home. The spiritual practice to transform the energy of anger is that anger without awareness becomes suffering. So if we're having anger, we need to turn on our awareness, because anger plus awareness becomes clarity. Anger with compassion becomes courage. And anger with disciplined action becomes justice. So at the end of Alice in Wonderland, Alice finally sees through this frightening world all around her, the supposedly powerful characters. What does she say? You're nothing but a pack of cards. She wakes up and she says, oh my gosh, this whole thing can just collapse in a minute. It's not real. It's not real. This is her awakening. Just like Dorothy wakes up in Kansas, right? A lot of these same themes happen. But Alice gets wakened up, and, you know, we need to do that. When we're caught up in anger, every insult, thought, and memory becomes so powerful over our life and even just our moment. But when awareness returns, we realize that much of this drama was just construed in our minds. It wasn't real. A lot of marriage therapists and family therapists, they give the advice, we've heard it many times, never go to bed angry. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Go ahead and go to bed angry. Do not stay up all night fighting and saying things you don't mean and getting madder and madder and having this turn it into a big blow up. You're mad? Say, table it. Let's both get a good night's sleep. Come back in the morning. What happens in the morning? I'm not going to repeat that. But that could be. What happens in the morning, really, is 9 times out of 10, you forgot why you were even angry. Or you've just softened so that you can say, I'm sorry. And then the other person says, I'm sorry. And everything's good again. You know, it's not that nothing's happened. It's not that the harm should be ignored. But this anger-created story that we've made up is not the ultimate truth. So we can see clearly after that. So in conclusion, we don't have to cut off anyone's head. We don't have to stay trapped at the same tea party. We don't have to keep quarreling with time. We can acknowledge the anger. We can listen to the message that it's bringing us. And then we can remember who we are. So say to anger, you're nothing but a pack of cards. I, my awareness, who I am, is bigger than my anger. It's saying, you are not my peace, you are not my power, you are only a passing thought. I do not have to follow you down the rabbit hole. Okay? All right, let's close with a prayer. Show me where I need to go. Tell me what I need to know. Provide the seeds I need to sow. Thank you for this chance to grow. Om Tat Sat, and so it is. Amen. And Vito, come on up. And as he's coming up, I just want to thank you guys so much, because I've been looking back at like my old talks and stuff. I've done over 100 talks here. I couldn't even believe it. 100. And so now I'm going through and I'm editing like little clips that I can put on Instagram and everything. So if you're on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, because you'll see like little clips. And it's funny too, because over the years, I mean, this is going back like 5 years now and everything. Then like through the pandemic, and I'm not posting those because they're just me at home, you know, looking at the computer. But it's interesting because I see how the place has changed, like this behind us has changed, and how I've changed my hair and everything. I've gone gray in that time. But I just want to thank you, because this has been truly one of the great blessings in my life, is to have this community and to have this opportunity to share with you. So thank you so much. Okay.